Everything. If everything's the end of something, let's start at the beginning. If everything's a masterpiece, then where's the master spinning? If everything's a crisis, then why notice at all? If everything is nothingness, then we haven't far to fall. If everything's a competition, we've already lost. If everything's a game, I may have just been tossed. If everything's the biggest thing, I'll watch the sky instead. If everything's a race, we all need a light that's red. If everything's a far-off sound, then why do sirens sound so clear? If everything's been broken, then there's nothing left to fear. If everything's gonna be all right, we're ignorant and foolish. If everything's irreparable, we're hopeless, slightly ghoulish. But everything's too wide a word. It ignores what's in the middle. And everyone and everything becomes something of a riddle. Beyond reach. We wake, we walk, we relieve, we feed our pets, our children, ourselves. Coffee sip, tea cools. We live inside, work or not, realizing reality shifts more easily than previously thought. We search for connection as we used to, now with an urgency. Stay 6 feet away, but smile. Not felt for years. In zero gravity, float on with familiar voices echoing and layered. Your voice went in and out. Can you hear me? We wait on one side, staring into the void. One day, then the next, then the next, then the night. The sun comes back. This time hiding behind the clouds, hours in a day. Hours are delayed, like we never left. Home is home is home. News report science fiction, news as old as new. Step away and breathe. I said breathe. Stepping back in, a rushing stream, distractions paused, rain on window. Watch the men in trucks, essential services, garbage and recycle. We wave and thank. Back to empty street. She's almost three, too young to know any of this is happening, too old to know none of this. Books and dolls and every letter of the alphabet, painted wood, she picks up and finds its place. V. For ventilator. Too young to ask at dinner, why no work, Daddy? Yogurt and strawberries filling a hungry belly, little red ukulele strum. Hello, goodbye. I want it, don't want it. I need a big hug. She speaks the truth. The world at a distance, in need of a hug. Hands stretching across the equator while I drift to an unknown corner of the imagination. Remember the time when the air was thick with ash from the fires, and for weeks we stayed inside? Remember that time when the pandemic wound its way through humanity for months? We stayed inside. Remember that time we realized our lives were made of crystal, not of oak? Remember that time when so many we're so comfortable, we're so sure everything was under control. Memory upon memory upon memory. We spin into unknown futures. The story of the grass. Near the tiny creek, in the shade,
of an afternoon as the dogs inhaled the story of the grass, and I embraced an unknown. There was an owl for a moment. Its back turned, made of wood, a stump formed into a wise creature as I opened myself to possibility.
The news around here was buried in the grass. The front page headlines were printed with disappearing ink. The links were all broken, and there wasn't time to digest all of the awful. Instead, let us conjure the top stories of a future day in which good was everywhere, or at least passed around enough to be noticed, if only for a few moments. There was a sunrise today before the headlines came over the wire. A morning standoff in the dining room. Sharing causes big frustration between young friends. Nap missed due to late poop. There were tantrums. There was a dinner.
there was a sunset. Now, as eyes involuntarily shut, there is no news to report. Except the world is shut down indefinitely.
Involuntary astronauts. We've all been wrapped caution yellow. Breathing human, death toll rising, projection unknown, back to normal, an impossibility. Goodbye airplanes, goodbye bricks, goodbye mortar, goodbye mom, goodbye pop. Tourism ended its tour. Hello, delivery jobs for minimum wage. Hello, unemployment. Hello, impending recession, depression. Working from home, not working for most. There is no coming home when we never leave. Children living in war zones play with rubble. Our children will never know bomb blasts, if we're lucky. But we'll know life as involuntary astronauts waiting for a mission. Or is theirs the one that involves saving this home planet?
You try. One day, a poem for parents. One day, you'll be old enough to appreciate a lost nap. One day, you'll be thinking about the big world and your place in it, rather than scheming how to escape your locked room at nap time. One day, you will be wishing you had your own place instead of having to live with us. One day, you will be wondering how long puberty lasts, and how many times you have to get your period. One day you will understand what your body is telling you and choose to eat, sleep, or poop all on your own. One day you won't want a big hug from either of us after your emotions flood your system. This is not that day, and we are glad those days are not here yet.
Outing. Just getting in the car feels sort of strange now. Fluid spray, windshield, wipers, dust of a week, or maybe more. Drive to collect dinner, to make a weekend out of another day home. Mezza plate, Greek salad, seared ahi, gyro platter. Kala mama 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 tata olives. She wants into the car, passenger seat as grandpa's voice through car speakers. She wants new places, tells mama, bye, see you home soon. She presses every button, turns every knob, the car is off. She climbs into the back in search of books. Daddy, read the red one, I read the blue one. Finally, we decide to drive, mama and back with her, once she agrees to her car seat. We voyage anywhere. How about a drive-through? Soft-serve ice cream? No cones offered. Hands have to touch cones. Too much potential germination. We start again. Rethink creamy treat. Maybe chocolate shake? In line again, stop-go drive, then parked at home. Enter and park toddler in her chair. Deliver toddler portion into small cup with straw, call it chocolate ice cream. She sips with no stop until minutes later. Need more ice cream? An hour until bath time, surviving the no-nap afternoon. We eat Greek meats, creamy hummus, eggplant, tomato, cucumber, olive, another sunset, shelter in place.
Swimming. There's no water in this pool. There's no sunshine. Not a hint of chlorine in the air. I'm not even sure how we got here. It's as if we dropped down from another planet, the one where everyone stays inside. Cringe watching the news, and now landing here in this dusty pool. To be reminded of the summer that waits on the horizon and all the people that will want to be in the water.
A word of thanks. Thank goodness for being told no by the gatekeeper of words. Thank goodness for being told to do it myself without a guiding hand. Thank goodness for being forced to listen when I was young. Thank goodness for parents who demanded I listen when they spoke, though now I know they were not fountains of wisdom, rather uncertain middle-aged mortals in pain themselves, lacking the words to describe. Thank goodness for teachers who encouraged me to hear different voices, giving me freedom to hear my own, a wide berth. Take this quotation and do whatever you will with it. I learned to sense the control or illusion of a person believes they have when speaking. It drew me to writing, the unrushed inner voice with all the time in the world to figure out how to shape the collected words, how to hold the words themselves up to the light, to examine the ways in which they collectively cast a spell over reality. Backyard preschool. We search for roly-polies. She flinches and flings the pills, then insists on more. He holds them carefully. We pour water into soft white sand, making castles and starfish to marvel and smash, create and destroy. The way of the toddler. We pour water for the plants before the sun dries them up. We run in circles, usually joyful, for a while until something throws us off. A misstep, crash, a hungry belly, scent of protest hovering in the air. One wants what the other has, while the other wants something on the shelf but does not know the word, as we strain to hear, then recover a momentary silence. We talk in moments, life interrupting. Where were we? Maui or Middletown, Boston or Oakland, depressed or newly self-aware, somewhere or sometime before this timeless present. This breath. This breath will not clear both your lungs, though may clear your mind for moments. This breath will not win you the lottery, but may win you 3 minutes away from reading about the thing we cannot stop reading about. This breath will not bring back the crumbs you thought life was made up of, will not bring back the crumbs you made up in this life, bring back the things that vanished behind you as you kept walking forward one day, morphing into the next. This breath will not bring back the crowds while the walls slip away and the hurdles inch higher and the grass growing fire and the moon keeps its spot fading into morning and the dogs in the shade doze happy now. What is it we are worrying about again? Ah, yes, all that we cannot see. Departure Department. During a time when few leave their homes for anything but groceries or neighborhood strolls, two new yet suddenly close friends are moving. One is heading to his childhood home with his 3-year-old child and his wife, while the other is heading over the hills, but not far away, 20 minutes on a given day. We're staying, tending to the garden and the toddler and the apples in the back, which begin their arrival in late July or early August, though this old fridge which preceded us when we arrived in 2014 will be taken away on a Tuesday. Two other friends have new arrivals on the way, one due in May, the other near Thanksgiving Day. One left here a few years ago. The other arrived around the time we left for this new home, these backyard vines. I begrudge none of my friends for moving. The cost of living proves to be the undoing of long-term plans in these here sands. Still, the sadness that arrives with friends that leave finds my heart upon my sleeve. Thank you.